following on from my last coaching call about the reasons people say no, there's another reason people say no. And you can identify this because they usually say it before they've had any information at all. You maybe use the hot button approach and you've got a really good hot button and they just say no, they're not interested. Or you use the indirect approach and they just can't think of anybody and they're obviously just not engaged with the hot buttons themselves. Or even when you say, I might be able to help you with that, if you've used a forming approach, then they're just not engaged. They're just not really interested. This can be confusing and it can actually lead us to then go into kind of stalking mode or presentation mode or badgering mode. And this is not a good idea. We need to recognize that some people are just full up of the stuff that's happening in their life at the moment. And they've just got no room to take any extra ideas on. We need to respect that. I want to give you an example. Imagine you're not in forever, but you are running a restaurant. And you have invented the best dessert the world has ever known. Now, if you're an ice cream fan, like I am, imagine it's the best ice cream you've ever tasted. If you're a cake fan, imagine it's the best cake you've ever tasted. Whatever your favorite dessert is, multiply it by 20 and imagine you've created this. And you're very proud of it and you want people to try it. So at the end of the evening in your restaurant, you're going to go around each of the tables and offer to these lucky diners this brand new invention that you have created. And you go to the first table and the people just respond by saying, I couldn't even look at another thing. And you're a bit hurt by it. You think this is the best dessert in the world. You need to try it. You'll be amazed. And they just can't imagine eating anything else. You go to another table, and this time the person is so stuffed with the meal that they've just had that they actually mime as if they're about to throw up, and they put the hand over their mouth and sort of make little retching movements. And you're shocked by this. Now, they're just doing it to demonstrate that they're stuffed and they can't take anything else on board. They're not trying to be rude. They're trying to explain to you why they've just got no room for anything. You go around the whole restaurant. Nobody wants to try the best dessert in the world. So how do you handle this? Do you think a good way to get people to try your dessert is to actually grab hold of their bottom jaw with one hand, force their mouth open, and start forcing into their mouth this favourite dessert, this best dessert in the world, hoping that if you could only get it in their mouth, they'd find it delicious? What's likely to happen? Well, they're not likely to come back to your restaurant, are they? They're certainly not likely to have happy memories of the dessert because they're probably not going to taste it, because the process of getting it into their mouth is going to be so overwhelming, they probably won't even taste it in the first place. It's the same with our business. If you were running this restaurant, the best thing to do is be respectful that people were just stuffed, and then come back maybe at a different stage in the meal the next time they're around. Come back to them when they're not quite as stuffed and maybe they'll try it then. That's what we need to do. We need to recognize that most people lead very, very stressed and busy lives. They are frantically just trying to get from one day to the next, getting everything done that's on their to-do list, fulfilling their responsibilities at work and to their family, and they're just stuffed. They haven't got enough room today to consider anything else. We need to be respectful of it, and we need to back off and make a note to go back at a time when they may be less stuffed and they may have a little more of an appetite so that they'll look at what we do. This is actually the single most common reason people say no. We need to recognize it. We need to respect it. We need to recognize it's just because they're stuffed at the moment. They may not be stuffed later on when we go back to them. So the important thing is not to shove it down their throat at this stage. If they are not interested in taking a look, respect that. Change the subject. Talk about something else. So that's the second reason people say no. I'll share some information about the third and really the most important reason people say no in my next coaching call.